Commission will finally release its policy costings today. The government's been demanding the opposition reveal just how it intends to pay for its election promises. Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey will announce a coalition government would reduce government debt by $16 billion. An Australian man has been freed after being acquitted of drug trafficking in Malaysia. Dominic Bird from Perth was arrested in March last year. He was accused of trying to sell a quantity of methamphetamine to an undercover police officer. President Barack Obama says the credibility of the United States and the international community is on the line over their response to Syria's use of chemical weapons. Speaking in Sweden, the president said the world had a moral responsibility to act. The US Congress is due to vote next week on whether to approve military action. Brisbane police have charged a 16-year-old boy over the stabbing of another boy. The 14-year-old was stabbed in the chest during a fight at a school at Inala in the city's southwest late yesterday. He remains in a serious but stable condition. This is the second school stabbing in Brisbane in less than a week. And Australia's top scientists have been recognised at the National Science Awards. The Eureka Prizes celebrated the best of Australian research. Scientists who developed a way to prevent the spread of the deadly dengue fever have taken out one of the top prizes.